This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. And now, another political fight over emails, this time right here in McLean County. Local Republicans and Democrats are sparring over allegations of illegal campaigning at the county fair and a chain of emails circulating among McLean County board members. GLT's Ryan Denham is here to help unpack what happened and what this means.
So this all started on Sunday when all the members of McLean County Board got an email from a locally politically active woman about allegations that the McLean County clerk, Kathy Michael, was mixing campaigning and county business at the fair. There was a tent set up by the local Republican Party at the fair, and right next to that was County Clerk Kathy Michael's tent. That was for county business. There was a photo shared in this email to the county board alleging that Kathy Michael's campaign materials were being used on the clerk's side over in the clerk's tent. So what happens next is as Chuck Erickson, one of the county board members, apparently sends this email or response to this email to 12 other members of the board. So not everybody, but a lot of Republicans responding to this and attacking another member of the board for elevating it, and it kind of takes off from there. So one of the Democrats on the McLean County board, Carlo Rubastelli, alleges that Chuck Erickson's emails were a Open Meetings Act violation because he sent it to enough members of the board and they were having what's described as contemporaneous communication on a topic, which, you know, by law should be public. So Kathy Michael and Chuck Erickson, and Chuck Erickson happens to also be the head of the local Republican Party, they say there was no problem at the fair, and this is just an example of local Democrats employing what they call Chicago-style politics and a dirty trick to try to get after them. And this all just became public a couple of days ago.
So what's the bigger issue, the emails or the allegations of taxpayer money being used to campaign at the fair?
Well, it depends on who you ask, right? So Carlo Rubastelli, a Democrat on the McLean County Board, he even admits that he doesn't think that Kathy Michael was mixing taxpayer-funded or taxpayer-funded tent with campaign side. He talked about that yesterday when I interviewed him.
I think this was a misunderstanding, and it was cleared up through the natural process. And I think that's great. That means that the system is working. That constituent raises a concern. The administration, consultation with various areas, and the leadership on the McLean County Board work through the details, and they respond. And I think that's exactly what played out in this case, as far as I can tell.
But he did send along this allegation to other county officials. In an email that we obtained, he asks for a review of the allegations. For the Republicans, basically, they're saying that the taking of the photo inside the Republican Party tent is a dirty trick, trying to pawn that off as being inside the clerk's tent. And meanwhile, Chuck Erickson from the local Republican Party, and again, a county board member, denies that his emails were an Open Meetings Act violation because he was talking about political matters.
My communications were political in nature. And so, and I actually signed one of those emails as the party chairman. You can't discuss campaign business. You can discuss politics. And I did discuss politics.
But he discussed politics only with other county board members. Does that cloud the issue?
It certainly does. Carlo Rubastelli has pointed out there's some really blurry lines here for Chuck Erickson. When is he a county board member, and when is he the local Republican Party chairman? It's an interesting question, certainly.
How was the allegation made against Kathy Michael in the first place?
So it was made in an email that was sent by a Bloomington woman named Shana Wachinski. She's active in politics locally. She is on Facebook. It's pretty obvious she's a supporter of Kathy Michael's opponent in next year's election, a Democrat named Nikita Richards. I reached out to her yesterday for a comment, but did not hear back yet.
What does the Democrat who's challenging Michael say about this? What does Nikita Richards say?
So Nikita Richards put out a statement last night on her Facebook page, and she said to the extent of, this is just what we needed, quote, more us against them rhetoric, more divisiveness, more upstate versus downstate politics. And that's a reference to Kathy Michael's statement that she issued yesterday, alleging that this Chicago-style politics had infiltrated Bloomington Normal.
Facts matter, and so do reputations. The fact that Mr. Rubastelli made no attempt to find out the facts before demanding an investigation for political gain and wasting taxpayer dollars is not what we should expect from a county board member. McLean County is not Chicago.
So Nikita Richards, in her statement on Facebook, defended Carlo Rubastelli for raising the Open Meetings Act issue. But notably, she did not speak to the actual allegation against Michael specifically. Again, that's maybe another indication that this was a misunderstanding or a mistaken photo that was shared around.
So how did these tents end up next to each other?
So I spoke yesterday with Mike Swartz from the McLean County Farm Bureau. So they actually run the county fair. He told me that Kathy Michael requested that specific like physical location at the fair, but she would not have known ahead of time that her clerk's tent would end up next to the Republican Party's tent. So it sounds like it was maybe just a coincidence that they ended up side by side and not some grand scheme to be within inches of each other.
But they were both going for good real estate at the fair that would attract traffic.
Certainly. And the Democrats are just a couple of spots over. I was out there Saturday myself and saw it. Actually, kind of a funny thing was posted on Facebook over the weekend. The McLean County Republican Party posted a photo of their tent and a photo of the Democratic Party's tent. And the Republican one was larger than the Democratic one. And they were pointing out the size difference. So, you know, a pretty strange allusion there.
Politics.
Yeah, right.
So maybe next year Kathy Michael should go next to the Democrat tent and avoid everything.
Yeah, maybe next year they should put some thought into maybe just keeping all these things separate. You know?
So how does this all play into next year's elections here in McLean County?
Well, that is the real issue, right? So it sounds like we're going to have 15 months of this potentially. So the election would not be until next November. There's a primary, obviously, in the spring, but the real deal is in November. So it might be this ugly all the way through. We'll see. Kind of the storylines that I'm sort of watching are certainly with the Democrats. They, you know, took a big loss with the election of Donald Trump, and locally that has certainly emboldened them, kind of a local group of Democrats, to go after some things they hadn't gone after before. So in the spring we saw them pick up some positions in Normal Township. They're running now somebody against Kathy Michael, Nikita Richards. They're even going after a county board seat out in rural McLean County. That's the Republican vice chair of the board.
Jim Solder.
Yeah, Jim Solder. So, and then separate from the party itself, you know, we've seen a rise of local activism on the left. Most recently, the creation of the Bloomington Police Review Board. That group of local activists were very visible and very vocal. On the other side of this, though, Republicans might be trying to seize this episode here to kind of animate their base, right? So if they're under attack by the Democrats, And this photo that was circulated maybe was not accurate, and actually this is a mistake or some kind of misfire. They might use that to energize their folks.
Fight against injustice.
Exactly.
That's digital content director Ryan Denham of GLT, who reported on the political spat between local Republicans and Democrats at the county fair. The primary election is in March. The general election, of course, in November of 2018.